AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Living the dream. So good. Look, we've got a dancer. We hired entertainment for the party. We got a go-go dancer. And I think you're going to like what you see, ladies. Ooh, look at your nails. That is fun and festa. Valentine's?
Yes.
So cute. You guys went to Frontier Town.
We did.
That's so cute.
We did. And I'm still dressed like I was there.
I'm dressed like I'm on Winter House. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arda Marie, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. First of all, before we get going, we have huge news for the podcast. Literally, huge news. Dr. Banana, you guys, it's official. This is who's doing our live show. April 6th, we're going to Brodiego.
Saturday.
It's 250 seats. Sell this fucking thing out.
Let's do it.
Basically in five weeks. So get your tickets. Dr. Banana and I are going to be there. I mean, you guys, everybody's...
Katie, you want to come?
She's going to let us know it's dog dependent.
Oh, you're right. Mm. We'll bring the dog. We'll get an Airbnb that's dog friendly.
What time is the show at?
2 p.m.
Oh.
Daytime, so we can go out. Aaron Foley is coming.
Yes.
So our new friend Jess is coming.
Jess Ambrose is going to come.
Jaquise is coming.
Ladies, Jaquise is coming to the show.
And then we also... we're going to do... You know in pool when you do swim classes and you have a noodle buddy in the pool? Yeah. So get your noodle buddy. Like where you have to make sure you haven't gone underwater, so you both hang onto a noodle. We're gonna pair off the bros with a person. We're gonna have a bro noodle buddy. So far, we have confirmed and have spoken to on the phone the king of the bros, our king, our icon,
the original bro.
We love it. Nectar. You guys, he was adorable. Aaron is going to be there.
Oh, my God.
Aaron of James and Aaron is going
to
be there.
How was the phone call?
It was incredible.
Went to go do it we, right Anna, after
Anna
the last
and I
call.
Called
he
him.
He was quite normal. I mean, like,
he was adorable.
Very...
He was gracious. He called back. He missed the call. He called back right away.
Yeah, he seemed like
he was excited about it. He might be listening to this podcast. He had listened. He was excited. So then we asked him who would be fun.
So we trapped him.
So he's officially in. He's going to be there. Another noodle buddy in the pool. Another nice. Brodal buddy. Do you remember from the COVID cruise ship, he was on Rachel and Gabby season, Logan, who got kicked off. Logan
the
is
big guy. The big guy.
Logan has given us confirmation he's coming.
Yes, and he was the one on Paradise who, like, he dated Shanae.
Didn't he leave Paradise for somebody?
I can't remember.
I can't recall.
But he's coming, you guys. We have Logan and Aaron.
He's from Orange County, right?
Probably.
Yes.
Seems like it.
Also coming, also confirmed.
We have Tyler from Rachel's season, the one who worked at the boardwalk.
And Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Tyler, who Katie has a crush on.
Yeah.
He's hot. He's I feel like been engaged a few times on Paradise. He was the one who first season.
No, I don't think he actually got engaged, but he left first with Brie? No, yes. Not Brie. Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany. And then last year he paired off with somebody.
Well, this year he was with Mercedes and then had the like no spark conversation.
Yeah. Okay, so he's coming.
Yeah.
And then
raccoon. What was the animal they saw?
They saw a raccoon, right?
Okay, so we have me, Dr. Banana, Jaquise, Aaron Foley, Jess Ambrose. We have Aaron. We've never had this much. We're going to the belly of the beast. So far we have Aaron, Tyler, Logan, and I'm pretty sure we have Brayden and Christina Mandrell.
We're really pushing for them, okay?
We're begging them.
We're sending them videos every week begging them to come.
Let's just make the flyer and put the flyer up now, but we'll do a video today to see if we can confirm them. We were sort of waiting to see. But we want to sell it out so that we can prove that we can come to your town, that we can do these.
Yeah.
So it's 250 seats. That's a lot of seats.
What's the theater?
It's at the Mic Drop Comedy in San Diego. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets on rosepodcast.vodka. You can get
under live shows.
You can go to my Instagram, ArtaMarineMYRN, go to the link tree and there's a link for it. You can go to Mic Drop Comedy in San Diego. But like, bring your friends, tell your friends, we want to sell this thing out. It's going to be, and I believe that Brayden and Christina Mandrell are going to come.
I mean, why wouldn't
we're
they?
Manifesting
it.
Like
we're manifesting it.
Are
we're
they
gonna,
living in San Diego
they're
together
fly
or
in
Nashville together?
Nashville, baby. Wow. Nashville.
Look,
they would be the king and queen of the prom for us.
Yes.
They would be the king. They could bring their child. I don't know. It's daytime.
Yeah. Also,
well, San Diego is Nashville West.
Yes. So that was just big news. And I just wanted to say, because it's only 5 weeks away.
Wow.
So we're doing it that you can come into the show. You can fly out that night. You could stay. We're probably going to go out in San Diego that night. You can go out with us. So like, I'm just saying, we're not doing another live show this spring. This is it. So if you're waiting for another one, we're going to do one later in the fall during the Golden Bachelorette in Brooklyn. At the Bell House, but that's going to be like over 7 months away. So this is it.
And this is the time.
This is the time. If you want to come, have your spring break in Brodiego. Get your. I mean, I don't know what else you want from us.
I mean, it is so incredible because I feel like, just like when you had Katie on the other week, you learned so much.
Wasn't she good? Let me just introduce who's here. First of all, to my right, we love her so much. Can I just say you're the people's princess?
Oh.
You came in. You were a clutch performer. And then people were like, there's whole the Whitney Hive rise. Whitney Hive rise up. If you're a Whitney Hive, go on our Instagram, Whitney Hive rise up. You speak for the people.
Oh.
You came in hot. You are an incredible listener. You are an incredible viewer. And you are an incredible friend. My friend Whitney, our friend Whitney.
Thank you. That's so nice.
I consider myself a part of the Whitney Hive. I feel like I'm rising up.
I think you created
I'm also on the Whitney Hive.
Oh.
Yeah, we have.
We're the first two members, and there are hundreds more.
We also have the treasurer of the Whitney Hive. They share a love of heavy metal. He and his Whitney Hive friend. He has facial hair and mutton chops like no other. He is the host of Rock Tales with Amit Zappa. He is a host of an amazing podcast called The Brandocast that I've been on. Jerry Trainor's been on. Paget Brewster, Rob Benedict. So if you can go listen to our episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend, member of the Whitney Hive, Brendan Smith.
Yay! Fresh from a Sonic hamburger commercial edition.
Wow.
I dressed like that. They wanted this. I was like, this is what I dress like every day.
That's why you're dressed like or just because? What was the character?
Well, 90s guy.
There you go. That tracks. That tracks.
Okay, I'm skeptical, but I'm willing to try it.
Okay. I saw a 90s guy in the AT&T store a couple weeks ago when I was having problems. There was a guy who's like, I don't believe it. He was very analog. He was a 90s guy. Also with us is the incredible production team.
Woo!
I feel like we lost the person that was angry about the production team years ago. For the newer listeners,
the angry person.
There was some people who it sounds rude. There was an angry review about and the production team.
Basically, it was like, What did he say? Like, they introduce 100 people and then they also have to introduce the production team.
The production team.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're like, they were mad about the amount of guests. They were mad at how much chatting we had.
Listen to the show.
It wasn't enough bachelor talk. It's
just skip forward, whatever.
Yeah. So they were mad at the production team. Ladies and gentlemen, no rain shall fall on the production team. Miss Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna, Dana, Mittens, Meowreen, Jose Levine, welcome to the program, Dr. Banana.
Thank you so much.
And the queen of the pets, the queen of the kingdom, rescuing all, fostering all of the animals, KT Money, KT Levine. Yay. How's your foster doing?
He's doing really well. I have to say, he is quite a delight. He is a little gentleman in the house. He's learning to be better on walks. Mm-hmm. He's a quick learner. He's just really like a good dog. Like, okay. In the house, he kind of just mirrors what you're doing. So if I'm like, let's get up and play, he's like, okay. If I'm like, I have to sit here and work, he goes, okay.
Oh my God, this is dream.
You're like, I have to wash dishes, and he starts washing.
I wish he would wash dishes.
That's just like Mittens. Well, here we go.
Just like Mittens with
her little thumbs. Oh my God, she's out. Cute. Of control, I said.
Really?
Here's the thing. When she wants me up, she wants me
bitch. Cats are brutal.
Well, you've been gone lately.
I've been gone, and my cats are wild.
When you're gone, all they do is plot.
I love this.
They are fucking extra, and it's literally like she'll just take everything and throw it. Wow. She will take everything, and it's... I'll feed her. I'll like cuddle her. It's like, bitch, I said it's 4:20. Wake up. You know, like, why are you not up? It's 4:42 in the morning. Get the fuck up. It is brutal. Okay, anyway, let's get going. Ugh. Here we are.
So brutal.
Here we are in Jasper, Canada. Gorgeous. We're in a park. It's in Alberta, Canada. I know Katie loved that.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Didn't it look like where they film Virgin River? Which I don't know if anybody watches that, but I did look it up.
I don't know what that is.
It just, it's a show that's cheesy as all hell.
Is that a Reba show?
It's on, no.
No, she's in the other one.
But it's on Netflix, but it all takes place in this exact area.
Virgin Place. It's like Melrose Place, but it's all virgin.
But it's virgin and it's a river.
And Reba's the house mother.
Reba's a cop. The one cop of Virgin River.
Okay, great.
I love this. But anyway, it's so beautiful. And okay. When I watched the show, and then I was like, I need to go to this place.
We need to go after we go to Brodiego. So Lexi left last week because she has endometriosis and he wants to take too long. I actually feel badly for the guy because I will say, just overall this episode, he to me is the most eligible bachelor we've had in a long time. Just in that he's like a nice guy. He's a handsome guy. He's a kind guy. He's sweet. He's like, and like these women are like, I'm not sure. I'm leaving. Like,
can I tell you, I had a whole deep thought about this.
Tell me.
You know how your whole point is, don't point out like
your flaws. Yeah.
He constantly is telling them that he has issues.
He doesn't have champion energy.
He's doing the reverse.
He doesn't have the champion energy.
Because you know, I adore him. I think he is the hottest thing out there, the best looking bachelor they've had. Everything he does, I think, is adorable. But I was like, he's putting doubt into all of them.
You're right. He's giving loser energy.
He's
I like this because he's not, there's no ounce of Johnny Bad Boy in him at all.
Yes.
And in the past, there's been, everyone has a little.
No, not Zach.
But many have had dash.
But here's the thing.
Where they're chasing.
This is where I think they all didn't start with it, but then they got into the machine and believed their own hype.
Yeah.
He's the one who's not believing
his
own
hype.
Well, he's normal. He's like being too normal.
Yes. Well, this is also where his uncle came in last year. His cock block came in last and was like, it sounds like this is something larger that he's like really struggled with self-doubt and then putting on an upbeat face. And so maybe there's a quite a big doubtful side.
He's a tennis player. Have you seen those tennis docs where you're like, none of these people are well?
Well, usually those guys are assholes. Usually good tennis players are the worst guys.
Trust me, as a person deep in tennis Los Angeles, I can tell I've been screamed in my face by numerous men that are much larger than me going, where the fuck were you? Yeah. You're like,
I'm in hell.
It's a country club sport.
Yeah.
So a lot of those guys grew up with cash.
He doesn't seem like a rich kid. He seemed like somebody that was like City Parks.
Yeah. Municipal tennis. There's a difference. But remember, when we first met him,
yes,
I think I did the early Bachelorette podcast
yes.
when he first came on. That's and I was right. like, I bet that guy's so handsome. I bet at his resort in Hawaii, he is fucking playing it with the old ladies.
Yes.
Right? That he is like just swimming in it.
Yes.
Post lesson.
But I don't
but
see him.
But I don't
him.
Think that anymore.
No. I don't. No.
I don't either.
I don't think that.
I
don't
and either. I also don't see him going for an older woman. I think he'd be
no,
like,
no, no.
I think he'd be so closely, be like, thank you, Mrs. Anderson. All right, yeah. well, have a
I
good
think
luck.
He's respectful.
Yeah. But hot. Second wife of rich guy who's at the resort, who's age appropriate.
I
for
don't
him.
See him actually.
But, no, no,
but I don't see him. He's so. I feel like so morally. Like he yes. has a strong moral foundation that he wouldn't with somebody's bride.
But he's. And by the way, he's a good dude.
He's yeah. a so, good dude.
So the self doubting. It's like, hey, welcome to the human race. Yeah. That's fine.
I know, but you're right. It's that he's lacking champion energy. Mm-hmm. Side note, right. I realized when we put a pause in and I wanted to come back, how great was Katie Thurston last
week? Oh,
well,
I was just going to say, here's my little two
As
cents.
Our listener, Whitney Hive, stand, Whitney rise Hive. Up.
The episode when you had the Jareth episode, I didn't think could get any better. And then you have
so Jim
and Garrett together. Another and Jim, I was like, Jim.
Another Jareth.
Crying, falling apart. Then I was like, the Katie Thurston, I just have to give you guys, to quote you, a chef's kiss.
Wow.
On
thank you.
How I had so many questions about the process and what happens on the show,
yes.
the background. And I'd be like, oh, they're not asking this question. But by the end of the podcast, all of my questions have been answered.
What was the most interesting wow. thing to you?
It was that.
This podcast
that
is 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
she.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dateline.
I thought it was really interesting how she said she wasn't able to really pick who does the one-on-one
yes.
dates, but that it's more of like,
negotiation.
Are you sure?
It's yeah. a negotiation.
And the negotiation. Oh, also, I was thinking, too, thinking about how when she mentioned it, like she was only in New Mexico and how exhausting it was for her. But I was like, these people have had to fly from L.A. to Malta,
right.
to Spain,
oh, yeah.
to Montreal,
yeah, yeah,
and now
yeah,
to
yeah,
Jasper.
Yeah.
And you know that they don't get down days or
no.
any of this. They
no.
are
right.
exhausted.
That's,
these people,
that's a lot of jet lag.
Jet lag.
Because you've done a lot of tours
I've done
like that.
So, and you're going the wrong direction. That's
right.
the
right.
wrong way for
you
jet lag.
Went back, they've been zigzagging. Which normally they don't zigzag. The coming back,
the coming back
was weird.
But I was like that way back. If they kept going like through Australia,
yeah.
that way is the easier way to get through jet lag. The way that they have gone is the hardest.
Yeah,
way.
To going back, just keep going. You just want
yeah,
to keep going.
And they hopscotch. But I was like the exhaustion.
Wow.
Then they have no phones. They can only talk to themselves. I was thinking that's why these
okay.
women are as. Twisted in their head
right.
as they are.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we're going to have the overarching theme of this episode as we go forward. So, just the thesis, the statement thesis of the episode is our Joey is not leading with champion energy.
Correct.
Mm. And it's the fake it till you make it. Don't tell other people your flaws. And or even just tell Jesse, don't say it to the women.
Yeah.
So you so
during
so
your
if
tennis lessons.
So if you never have the temperature kind of growing
I'm
on me.
I'm
cute.
So obsessed with
Here's
I love
those
Jesse.
Guys. Jesse is an opportunist. It's smart of him to get these lessons in while he can.
Yes. He's so cute. I can't believe how much I've completely fallen for
him
Jesse
doing
Palmer.
This.
He's 45 now, isn't he?
I know. Happy
Did
birthday, Jesse.
To the point, would
he's
you be...
45. Yeah,
he's aged a year.
Would you be willing to watch a college football game in the fall with me?
Yes, obviously.
He is announcing
obviously, yes.
full-time because he's very good
obviously.
At announcing.
Obviously, I would.
Yeah.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Can I
he's
just
in the
say
booth.
I'll
about
do anything with you.
Joey being... just this like very good normal guy. Sometimes I don't know if you guys have noticed this. First, he will not let a tear drop on your face.
Oh,
he will wipe that tear.
I like that move. I
he
like
sees
that
it
move.
Start to build,
I
and
like
he is
that.
There to
I
wipe
like
it. It's like
move.
A quick windshield wiper.
I like it.
But then also, have you noticed when he's listening, he does this sort of thing, and he kind of looks like a
puppy
dog wanting
yes.
your attention, where he'll be like.
He always looks a little bit on the verge of tears.
Yeah, he's always like, uh-huh.
Now,
go
I'm
on.
Gonna just
thank
give,
you for sharing.
I want to yeah. give Brendan. I'm gonna give Brendan an award. I'm gonna give you a cool. podcast award. Huh, you are the first
that.
Straight guy that's come in this season.
Whoa.
Who is man enough to say, actually, I was wrong. He's a good. Every guy's like, no, he knows it. He's playing. He's good. Like, I believe this guy is really hanging on by a thread,
yes.
and
yeah.
it's not the stud. They are all like, oh, they all think there's some ulterior thing. I don't think there is.
I don't think there is either because his conversations, he likes to have real conversations.
Yes.
He likes to trauma bond a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
In a kind of like an yes. appropriate way, not like a really dark way.
Jerry and Gareth don't agree with you.
Well, you know, those guys have a different point of view than I am. I'm a little bit older, too.
Okay. You look great.
Those guys. Thank yeah. you. But I'm still older than those
90s guy.
90s yeah, you guy. Look like 80s guy.
You're the Sonic guy. You're the head of the Sonics.
I peaked in 1989. But,
wow.
But I really think that he likes the therapy. Yeah, it. Like
he's
that look
the,
on his face.
He's the, I want to be intentional. I want to be intentional.
I know you
I
have
feel
ten
really
more
seen.
Minutes. You have 10 more minutes. You're okay. Get it all out.
Yeah, I feel
you
very seen. Katie Levine, do yes. you agree with this thesis?
No, I do. I think he's. I think this is really like bad for his mental health. Like,
okay, I want to say to our new listeners, right. to our new listeners, fair. Here's the 30-second thing. My friend, I was coming out of the pandemic. I was divorced. My parents had died. I was going on dates. And the reality was who I am in my soul. I was okay, but I was scared and tender, and I didn't know how to present myself without feeling like I had so many giant red flags that were scary that were not actually to do with my core, but were like so like major. I didn't know how to go on dates and like present myself in a manner that wasn't terrifying to somebody new. So I started playing tennis, so I had something to talk about. And my friend, who was way better than me, I would like apologize every time I got something wrong. And her New Year's resolution for me was, let me just challenge you to never say, oh, I'm sorry, my backhand is bad. Because then she's like, the second you say that, then we don't trust you. We believe that your backhand is bad. We believe whatever you tell us is wrong with you, we believe you. And you're giving us arrows to shoot you with. She said, every time you want to speak against yourself, just tell yourself I'm becoming a champion. And that's how I put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Yes. Everybody has changes. Everybody has things that are uncomfortable. Everybody's in the hallway sometimes. I feel like a lot of people right now are doing that. Mm-hmm. And so Joey is like a really lovely guy. We all have things that are assets or and strengths and things that are maybe not that are a little more tender for us or that we're not proud of. But it's like learning to like that you don't need to tell everybody everything to talk people out of you.
Yeah. The there other thing I was
Does
wondering,
that make sense?
I think this, well, of course, I'm all for being a champion. But do you also, I was thinking too, because he's the first one in a really long time who was like second runner up. Mm-hmm. And I know that they always say that they don't
too,
because it's too, like it's too fast
tender.
Of a turnaround.
Oh. Does seem yeah. sincerely hurt by Charity yes. in a way more than other people have
yeah.
that felt like, oh, that, I, like, he seemed like he really liked Charity.
Well, and like, he got down on one knee and he was like, broke,
right.
his heart was broken.
That's a solid
and
point.
And everybody else only made it to like, you know.
That's interesting. True.
Fourth. Okay. Yeah, just, like just, they didn't actually propose, and like yeah. that might. I mean, I think he really has this deep-seated fear of it not working out, his feelings not being reciprocated mm-hmm. because of that.
Yeah,
and it's showing, and it's like as we learned, this show is stressful for the yeah. for the leads, really stressful.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, it's. I think it's getting to him. 100%.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna get into all of it.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
Hey, this is Jody Sweeten from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. Here we are. So Lexi is left. Jesse and Joey are playing tennis. Maria is freaking out. Daisy gets a one-on-one and she goes horseback riding. Jen starts crying to Maria. Daisy is riding and she's not sure. This was interesting to me. So basically, so they go, there's an outdoor hot tub. They threw their jeans over the screen. She wants unconditional love. She wants somebody to meet her family because she's worried about her health, understandably. Mm-hmm. This person has been on a fucking multi-year, multi-illness, like many things, Lyme's disease, like all sorts of symptoms have happened. You know, I don't know if it's all connected, but like—
hearing loss.
Well, hearing loss and then and then like fatigue, like everything. Lyme's disease is every— Everyone in my hometown has it because there's so many fields and ticks, and it's brutal. And if you don't catch it early, I mean, it can kill you. It can devastate your nervous system. Yeah. It can put you in a wheelchair. It's brutal. So, so she just needs an unconditional love, a love that you can't live without them. And she's said to the camera up top that she's not in love with him yet. We know that at the beginning of the date. She's hoping she can get in love with him, but she's deciding to tell him. She's going to tell him at dinner that she's not in love with him.
Ballsy. I mean, I like it.
Unnecessary.
I like it.
Why? Exactly. I like it. It's, well, you know the producers are making her. It's got
to
be.
You have to tell him. You have to tell him.
So her family's her most important. So it's how she wants to see how he interacts with them, if they really like him. And so then basically it has to be in sickness and in health. She needs the sicknesses and health. She starts crying. She's so excited. She's falling. But she lets him know she's not there yet. She likes him. Now we're already adding to an insecure guy. Yes. Lexi is left. Daisy's clearly a front runner. She's like, I'm not in love with you. I'm not even falling in love with you. I like you. I'm not even falling. I have a theory that maybe the tears are at the end, or is that he picks Daisy and she says no.
Ooh.
He would literally be broken.
He would.
Like,
break.
Wow.
I really hope not.
I do too.
I think.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, what else could it be?
I feel like he wouldn't be on like Live with Kelly and Mark if that's happened to them.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been so many. Right? They're great.
But he's not booked for that yet.
Well, he didn't know who Kathy Lee Gifford was.
No. I mean, he would do it now.
I don't know.
He contractually has to.
They're master editors. The editors of the show.
Okay.
Who sit in their booth.
As the executive producer of Bachelor Silverlight.
They are. And it's all in the edit.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So we've got tears.
Yeah.
But we know from the past, from 20-odd seasons of this or whatever.
But.
They're so good at misleads.
But Colton jumping the fence was what it looked like. It was exactly what it looked like.
That is true.
The twist of the lead up, we didn't know.
You can't edit him literally jumping a fence.
Yeah.
Like,
but I mean, like.
We just don't know what the lead up to that is. And now I'm starting to be like, maybe he marries two women.
Ultimate red herring.
Do you believe in polygamy?
I mean,
it's the ruffle.
Surprise.
What do you think about the Daisy date? The Daisy, I'm not in love with you. The horseback riding. The outdoor wooden hot tub.
That stupid goddamn hot tub.
That fucking hot tub.
That we first saw better be disinfected.
It better not be the same one with Luke and JoJo.
Oh, Jesus.
They have one hot dog.
And they ship that shit all over.
Do you remember when I called somebody's baby a podcast?
Yeah.
Like, oh, they had a podcast.
They had a beautiful podcast recently.
So I thought a couple of things. The horseback riding date looked beautiful, but they didn't seem to speak to each other at all. They just kept talking about how beautiful the scenery was.
But they're not riders, and I find being on a horse quite scary. But I'm not a rider, and I'm terrified when I'm on a horse.
Okay, but he didn't seem terrified, and she didn't. And she also might not be able to see his mouth moving.
Like if she's ahead of him and they're outside, she can't turn and look at his face. She probably can't hear him.
But he could hear her talking about how beautiful the location was. I felt like they just had very like surface conversations, and then that odd song that I was like, where did, why is there this song in the middle of this horseback riding? But then when they got together in the
weird editing,
it was weird, right? And then, listen, I think she's being truthful. I think this, again, he's being so honest about how he feels. I feel like she felt like she could be in it. But it does worry me that he's picking people in his final four that are all ones that haven't said, I'm falling for you, or have like flags like Maria. And then he's sending home the ones that seem to be all in.
Human nature.
I'm going to go another way. May I go another way?
Yes.
I'm all for it. Because anything, because this is such an absurd.
Fast.
It's such an absurd game anyway.
Yes.
And anytime someone can somehow communicate while the cameras are rolling, while Guy has a boom mic, while Steve the PA is over there taking notes while you're talking, like the whole, like you've got eight people around you, in a way to be able to communicate, like, I'm not in love with you yet because I just met you. Because we've only known each other for a couple weeks.
Right.
But, wink, wink, I'm in this game.
Okay.
I'm in this game, and I think if I continue to play along, I am going to get there. That's what I heard last night. May I say?
Yes.
My significant other, Julia Wolff.
Love her.
Comedian
such a babe.
Extraordinaire.
Gorge.
She watched for the first time this season with me because she knew I was doing the podcast.
Aww.
And she was instantly drawn to Daisy because she said, oh, my God, I quit watching this dumb show because they're all pageant winners.
Yeah.
This is a normal girl.
Yeah.
This is a normal person. Have they been casting normal people on this show for a while? She was kind of blown away.
And how lovable and likable.
They really like each other. And then she said, just going by what I'm watching now, and then she watched the rest of the episode, she says, I think this girl is a front runner. Am I right? And I said, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, me too. We all hope so.
Look, it's also attractive when somebody disses you a little bit. I hate to say it. Mother Nature, you don't want the sure thing. You want it to be negged. You want to be like, So Julia Wolff watched.
Just by going from what she watched and not, you know, not falling into like, oh, please say I love you and please say I'm falling for you. She went, they're kind of a match. And I like her because she's a normal, regular person.
Yeah. She's really sweet. And I agree with you. And it's interesting to me that the normal, regular person, like, again, just to, for all of us out there becoming a champion, like, just by being, like, that shines through is, like, that's the beautiful one. You know what I mean? Like, just by being a regular person, it's not the extra, you know, pageant-y, overdone, like, just by being a real gal. Yeah.
And if he feels a little flawed, he might like playing on the island of Misfit Toys.
Oh, yeah. Because I was thinking, too, that he, you know, had no issue, you know, with the, what's the
cochlearian implant?
No, the endometriosis girl.
Yeah.
That, I'm like, that's a scary thing to say. Like, I might not be able to have children. And he was like, I'm in. I really care about you. And here's a girl who's like, I can't guarantee my health
He's
is going
so
to be this
sweet.
Way. You might have issues with children.
I love Joey.
I think that he is such a lovely human
Me
being.
Too. I love
I
Joey.
Am so in love with him.
I want to just keep one more shout out how much I love Matt James and Rachel. I watch their fucking reels. Just chowing down, two gorgeous people just eating buttery food left and right. They are so fun to watch on Instagram. They are so happy and cute seeming.
Do they make you as happy as Craig and Paige make me?
Oh, yes. I'm literally not even
JoJo
joking.
And Jordan.
The amount of time
make me happy?
I think about Paige. To me, Paige is the ultimate becoming a champion. Paige would never speak against
Paige
herself.
Paige DeSorbo from the Bravoverse people.
I saw her the other day.
What? Where?
Well, was that the People's Choice Awards,
was
but she
was
there.
She was gorgeous.
So gorgeous.
Wow.
I was like, you know, I'm supposed to be working, and I'm like, is that Paige? Is that Paige? And they're like, why? Why? I was like, I was like, I couldn't do
like, Whitney, you're at work? Please. You're like, chasing around 20-year-old reality stars?
I have to tell you, the gift of that award show, I was like, this is my Oscars.
It's true.
It was all of the Real Housewives.
Yes.
They were all there.
Oh, my God.
I was like, everywhere I turned, there was a Vanderpump.
Wow.
There was this. I was like, I was like,
wasn't Garcelle hosting a pregame show?
Garcelle was there. I saw her walking around.
Yeah, they were all there.
It was, I mean, when Crystal got out of the car, oh, I'm sorry, when Erica Erica Jane got out of the car and you had to walk through like a security, like, just like powered through and they're like, go back through. And she just turns her head and walks around and her ponytail was flopping and she goes walking. She looked fabulous. I was like, this is, and my friend was there and I was texting her. I'm like, you're missing. And I was just sending pictures of everybody.
Oh my God.
And we were like, this is our Oscars. I could care less about.
Well, if you want your Oscars, come to Brodiego April 6th. We've got us. We've got Tyler. We've got Logan. We've got Aaron. And I think we're going to have Christina Mandrell and Braided. So
and maybe more. You never know.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Oh my God. Oh, yes, they did!
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back.
Can I say quickly before we get back into the Bachelorette?
Yes.
One thing that Whitney was talking about, the Bravoverse, all the Bravo people being at the People's Choice Awards.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Watching The Bachelor last night for me when I did was so jarring.
Yes.
Because I'm so deep in the Bravoverse. Vanderpump, Housewives, Summer House is back on.
Yes.
Martha's Vineyard is going to start again soon. I'm so in it. That I've gone from booze and cocaine to nice and bucolic.
It's Disney.
And we're taking, it's Disney. Disney. And it's kind of jarring because every time I watch Bravo show,
you're on Virgin
River. I want to have a cocktail.
No, we're on Virgin River right now.
Yeah, you are on Virgin River.
We're on Virgin River.
It's totally.
Yeah, I want to see a giant banana with dreadlocks. And I'm sitting here being like, wow, what a beautiful view.
A giant banana with dreadlocks? What is that
Summer House premiere, baby.
Kyle Cook.
A giant banana with dreadlocks.
He won it at a carnival. But again, booze. Cooked up.
Wow.
Let's win the banana with the dreadlocks.
Okay. Oh, wow. No rain shall fall on Kyle Cook. No. So here we are. So do we think that Daisy's going to self-eliminate?
No.
Because at the end she says she's falling in love.
Do you think that he's going to propose and she's going to break his heart?
I don't know.
That's a hard one.
Do you think she's going to win?
I think she's going to win.
But for me right now, it's between her and Kelsey A.
Okay.
Who's my pick for... The Bachelor.
I don't think she's going to win.
Kelsey A?
No, Daisy.
I agree.
Okay.
I think Daisy is I think that's
her doubt.
Katie
they're giving her
so,
such
though.
A good edit, though.
She's
that a
Bachelorette.
Part of me is like,
she's Bachelorette. They want her for Bachelorette.
Maria's Bachelorette. You got to give it to Maria.
She's too sexy.
She's too crazy.
She's too
Silver Lake.
Remember we said that same thing about Hannah Brown, and she was like one of our best.
Gabby. Maria's first stand on Paradise.
She is so ready to go down to Mexico and
fuck.
I know.
Shit.
And just caused so much drama.
Give us an incredible Bachelorette season with Maria, please.
I'm with you.
Please.
I want that.
Obviously. Okay.
For her to destroy every man in her presence.
In the previews, just to, and let her dad be
her dad.
Let her dad be her like confidant the whole time.
I'm like, what band is the dad in?
Oh, I know. Is this Sprinkles?
Has he been in Foreigner for the last 20 years?
Oh, he's so crazy.
He is that German band. He's that, like, when the wall fell. He's that band, like, that. I listened to that documentary.
Oh, I heard that. Yes, that podcast.
Okay, so that was deep COVID.
Yeah.
Okay, so then.
He looks like someone you'd host a podcast with.
So they do the worst group date. If you had me chop wood and then drink elk milk, I would.
No.
By
no.
the way, I would have done such a good job on that.
Yeah, the wood actually didn't bother me.
I would have. Okay. Anna said she would have quit.
Well, first of all, I'm like, no. Yeah. You can make me saw wood. I'm fine with like chopping wood, but like being like the amount of core work that takes. It's like not paying me to be here.
I wanted to be there. I wanted
I
to
did
do
not
it all.
Want the elk milk. I don't like
lumberjill.
I don't like milk at all. I'm certain it looked really thick.
No,
I'm not drinking it.
I couldn't have. I don't know. I mean, I'm allergic. Just like fucking
Rachel. Yeah,
would
kill me. They're like, Katie died.
No, I was like, then they go to hang out. I'd be like, no, guys, I'm on the toilet all night. You can find me there if you want.
I'm realizing that the producers fucked up because they really should have put the rose on the line for the competition. That's what I'm saying in the group date. It should have been a clear cut, and let's really push these
games. But you
can't.
No, because it's hometown.
Oh, yeah, he has to choose
for hometowns. Hometowns are too big. It can't just
be would have been great.
It's a fun idea.
I just want to up the stakes of the competition.
So Maria is playing the part of Anna. Yeah. She is not
Maria's
Dr. Banana.
And she's the Canadian. She's like, fuck this.
And not afraid to throw the crazy card down on the table. That's the thing that is
so she's like, she's doing a bad job outside. She was being a bad sport. Jen goes and tongue kisses him while he's doing his in the moment interview in the woods, and the girls are pissed.
What the hell?
I love her saying that. I don't know why. The way she goes,
What the hell?
Just like cracked me up.
Jen's hair is so fantastic.
She's got glossy hair.
And then you've got I forget who it was, like Rachel. She's just got like a clip in her hair. I'm like, how is she making these beautiful locks?
I know.
I want like a tutorial.
Some
from
people,
her.
I know. I tried.
You have your hair stay like that while you're chopping wood, while you're picking up logs. Mine would have frizzed immediately.
Yes. Oh, I was like, everything about it, like, and from the day before and the week before, it just looks beautiful and shiny.
Yeah, glossy hair.
So, Jen, they go on, they all have their little group date afterwards, and she's like, yeah, I was really out of my comfort zone, but my walls are up, but... She's like, look, if I bring you home, I'm worried. Like, who are you going to feel more comfortable with? Not my family. There's a Vietnamese culture mom, and I've never brought anyone home, and I don't want you to feel like just like excluded. He's like, I would love to meet your family. And
I wanted to meet her family there too.
Yeah.
Because I want any cultural conflict to come into the show.
Well, I would love to be like, so
I really want that.
Once we meet my mom, we're going to go down to the basement and meet my dad.
By the way, that thing didn't bother me at all. I was like, my dad lived in the basement for half my childhood.
Parents don't look at each other.
I wish my dad lived in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, who cares?
So then,
also, someone tweeted, which reminded me of that, like, the fact that, like, we've already went to Dean's dad's yurt.
Yes.
You really can't.
Yeah. When Dean's dad, when he was like, Dean's mom was my favorite wife. Meanwhile, his new wife is just sitting right there.
Yeah,
and it's like, why do you like Dean? You're a put-together woman. Like, why do you like Dean?
You're literally eating, like, mung beans out of mugs. You're like, oh, God.
Dean's wife was my best wife. Carla, go get more beans.
Yeah, I was like, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, we've been to the yurt. Okay, so then Kelsey's getting in her head. Kelsey T, it's hard to jump for joy. Just watching him like kissing other girls, Joey Joe. Her feelings are really strong. Her dad doesn't know that she's on the show.
Do you believe her? Do you believe that she really For some reason, when it said actor, I've just never believed anything that's come out.
She's in Barbie.
She's in Barbie.
No, I believe she's an actor. I don't believe she actually wants to be on the show and likes Joey.
I don't think that. But maybe if she's been so sheltered in this in their religion that like maybe. No, you're right. She's an actress. She's on The Bachelor.
This whole time, I've just never believed it.
Huh. Really? She seems pretty genuine to me. I don't know though. Because
I like her because she's the only one with the guts to say I'm an actor, rather than all these people that have made up jobs for themselves.
Yeah. But yeah, waboom.
I'm a therapist.
Yeah. But I think it was more
waboom.
This job was just waboom.
Waboom.
Oh my God. Can you please invite him to San Diego?
No. Because he'll just keep screaming waboom.
Yeah, he'll just scream.
Do we even remember what he looked like? He was a brunette. Yes.
Rachel season?
Big ears and short, dark hair.
What season? He's got to be like 45 by now.
I feel like that was right before the pandemic, the Waboom guy.
I need to see a visual of Waboom.
Yeah.
So then Maria is having a hard time. She's freaking out. She's spiraling.
She sure is.
She wants to feel chosen. She wants to be chosen. She's not cut out for this. I didn't like seeing you kiss somebody. I'm like, fuck this. I can't do this anymore. I want him, but she's like, I do want him to experience. Oh, yeah. Well, boom.
Right? Was that right? Look at those ears.
Such
look at
that.
Dumbo.
What a chode.
He could fly around the room with those ears.
He's such a goddamn idiot.
Look at that.
I'm sorry to interrupt. My Jeez God. Louise.
I forgot. Waboom. Can we Google Waboom today?
Waboom.
He probably has his ears pinned back. He's got the teeth.
He lives in Bali.
Oh,
that's the only place you can go after you've humiliated yourself as Waboom on national television.
Wow. Awesome.
Does he have a child? Is he holding a child in that
photo? Is that a bird?
It's his chicken.
Oh, it's his chicken.
I didn't even notice
Which
the
are his
ears.
Children.
I did not see the ears. I will say, I did not notice the ears, but I was so busy being reminded of him screaming Waboom. So the thirst is what came through for me.
God.
Okay, so then... Maria is like, I saw you kiss Jen. It didn't sit right with me. I don't like that you're like this with other women. I don't know if I can do this anymore. You are like doing this with all of them. It felt so good last week, but like I want somebody to choose me. So then she storms out and he's sort of pissed.
He's upset. Yeah.
He wasn't feeling her. It was the wrong drama move on her part. She misplayed it.
It's a high stakes gamble to play that card.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was sort of, I think after being told last night by Daisy, I don't love you, and then Lexi leaving, I think he was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Why don't you want me? He's like, I want to be chosen too. Also, you signed up for this. And when she said, I know that this is part of it, and it's like, I think this is when you want to be able to say.
Fucked herself over from winning last night. The fact that she's that much of a wild card.
So, I agree.
So he's like, so is this it? Is this your mind made up? And then she starts crying and he's like, you know, he's like, look, I don't know if she can say yes or not. I don't know if she can get there. He's like, I don't like seeing you with the other women. He's like, look, I don't want you to hold yourself back. I know this is who you are. I want you to be there, but I just question if you like are just going to bail. And then he decides to do no group date, Rose. Katie Levine.
Doesn't she also say that line about, I'm not kissing you after I saw you kiss everybody else?
I mean, I understand, like, we've all spiraled. Like, we've all just, like, had those moments where we can't control our emotions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These people especially are in a house, like, secluded. They don't have their phones. They don't have their family. They don't have their friends. Like, they...
And she's a drama queen.
They can function She's also had a hard time.
Yes, but she also did the let me slip it to something more comfortable put on like, so she's a fire starter.
I think maybe she said it and then like kind of realized like, I'm being irrational and
she
just needed a
like
moment.
She'd be a ride.
Yes, I think that might be a glimpse into what a relationship with her might be like.
As someone, I'm the person at this table who's attracted to people like Maria. Mm-hmm. She is the person on the show who looks most like a Silver Lake bartender.
Okay.
If she had, as I said on the show before, she had tattoos in the right places. She looks like half the bartenders in this town.
Yep.
Okay? I love him this way. I like him. I'm just drawn to it. My entire life I've been drawn to people like Maria.
Okay.
To women like Maria.
Yeah.
I had until I got my own recovery and I realized that was just a nuclear bomb at all times.
Yes.
And I was never going to have a loving, safe relationship with the person.
Yes.
I had to go through about six of them, but there was one that was really big.
You kind of got a dream version because you have a feisty, fun firecracker who's not Maria.
Right.
You got a Maria without the detonating button.
Yes, but also with loving parents.
That's what I'm saying.
Good family,
you got a fun, sexy, cool without the like TNT.
Right.
You got Maria without the TNT.
And lots of drama and damage in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Maria has that. Maria wanted so bad for Joey to break the rules of the show and break the game of the show and say, Maria, you're my number one. I am picking you at the end. Calm down.
I think it's to Jerry and Gareth saying about him. I'm going to say about Maria. I think Maria is so used to being so sexy and slip into something more comfortable that she can get what she wants.
Yes.
And she can't literally... He's not going to pull a Claire and Taco Dale this.
No. 100%. You know, when Maria first came on, I immediately, because of my own recovery, I can spot Maria in a room of 1,000 women.
Yeah.
I can spot Maria. Now I go, oh, there you are. There you are. I see you. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Dr. Banana.
Yeah, that was an interesting conversation because she definitely, I almost was like, girl, get out of here. Go be Bachelorette. This is a great way. Just get out.
Yeah.
Go. But then.
But if she bails, she won't be Bachelorette.
She has to be heartbroken.
I think that's what. Then she went and they talked to him and they're like, look, if you want to be Bachelorette, you need to go back out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to finish this.
Yeah.
Your dad dump him for
you. Yeah. Or you have to go in and go. You have to have a driveway in the back of a Suburban go, will I ever find love?
Yeah.
It's who I am. Yeah. I've always felt too much. It's who I feel too broken to be loved.
But his reaction to her was interesting.
He was pissed.
He seemed like he was like, I'm not doing this.
Good for him.
And actually, what does it mean?
I liked it. I actually felt like it was the first time he had a little champion energy of having a little balls of like
not running after.
Don't fucking manipulate me.
Yeah,
she was trying to
manipulate.
Was sort of like, I'm not gonna play your fucking reindeer games. But I'm the Bachelor. I'm not doing this.
But then
that basically she shot herself in the foot.
Yes, I think she did. I think she ultimately.
I'm surprised he kept her.
I am too. I think she's fun enough. I think he had a nice enough date last week that he was already planning on keeping her.
And I think
she ain't boring.
No, and what Katie said last week on the pod was that you really sort of know who your top four are.
Yes.
And she said, like, going on group dates, it's very obvious who they like and who they don't like. So I was like, he's already got it worked out in his head who the four are.
Well, maybe
she threw it off. Like, she definitely threw it off by making
those comments. Well, maybe also to Katie Thurston's point, maybe it's also like the ones, like, Jen would have been so attached. Maybe he knew that Jen wasn't going to win, and if he took her home, it would be mean. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Or, like, the people that he cut.
Yeah, the producers are probably like, look, we need Maria's dad.
Yeah.
Well,
we need that weird, leaning, cigar-smoking
drummer. We knew.
And by the way,
those previews.
All the Marias, 9 times out of 10, they got that dad.
I mean. Wow.
9 times out of 10, he loves to drink.
Yeah.
The cigars. They entered him with a giant cigar leaning so far back in a chair.
He's an incredible
with
character.
The shirt open and beautiful shoe polish hair color.
He's an incredible character.
No.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back right back for Kelsey's date. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. Okay.
Do you have a pee break?
Yo, we got a pee break. I can't believe we haven't peed yet on our pee breaks. Do you have to pee, anybody?
Maybe, but I'm okay. I'm holding it in.
Okay, great. So here we are. We're on a date with Kelsey. Hey, I've never picked such an adorable front runner.
She's great. Adorable.
You picked her at the beginning?
I did, just based on the ABC website. I picked her at the Sketchfest draft picks. To me, she is cool, fun, beautiful, a good sport, she's grounded.
Normal. She's like very normal. She's a little frazzled in a way that I find so endearing and I love.
She wears combat boots with her little dresses to like her dinner dates and stuff.
I really like her.
She's so lovely.
Julia Wallaf, having not watched the show this season at all, was like, oh, that's the best person that's been on the show.
Yeah. I mean,
right away. Even more than Daisy. She said, Daisy, he likes Daisy. Daisy likes him, but she's more fun.
She's
10 times more fun.
And she likes him.
She's excited to jump in cold water.
She's a good sport.
Super cool, actually.
Yes.
No one, I don't think the other person who has to participate in the date.
He didn't want to do that.
The guest of the day. He didn't want to do that.
He didn't want to do it. So there they are. They're walking around Jasper. Side note, which I forgot to mention before we get going, he's wanting to hold back from Maria. He's saying at the end, he's questioning everything from her. So she fucked up. She guessed wrong, and I think she ultimately poisoned her own well.
I do too.
Yes.
So Kelsey's on the date. They're exploring the city, which is much different than exploring like Portugal, like Barcelona, or in Italy, like
men in trees.
Yeah, so. We're literally it's like exploring Little Compton, which is it's like we're going to Wilbur's,
they meet the typical Canadian.
Like I love it. Said yes,
Big Bear Town.
Yeah, it said typical. It said Paul Hardy, typical Canadian.
I loved it.
I did too.
Is it like local news? What was that?
He was just a guy at like the general store.
He's just the regular guy. In
so they go. Jasper. There's a polar bear plunge, and she's like, "What?
I've never seen anyone. I mean, like, yeah,
I've done.
I have
it.
No.
Is anyone a member
it.
Of the polar bear club?
No,
I am.
I believe that.
And where?
Where?
I did it in Albany.
Oh,
was it fun?
I was very similar to her. I was like, I want to do it. That sounds like fun.
And
the person I did it with, who was the co-host of the morning show that hated us, he didn't want to do it. And he was like screaming and crying. I had a blast. I mean, it's cold. I got a certificate. But it's so much fun. It's like a bonding thing.
You get a certificate? I've just been doing it for fun. And I have not
anything
official.
You need a fucking certificate, girl. Yeah.
Sometimes we just do it because it's like good for your circulation.
Yeah. I've jumped off the Manhattan Beach Pier.
You have?
No, I have.
Is that allowed?
No, it's not allowed. I'd be arrested on the spot. It says no jumping.
Once they get to you.
The Manhattan Beach.
You're not allowed to.
I jumped off the top of the roller coaster, the Santa Monica Pier, and I did a cannonball. Okay. So
into that poison water.
Okay, so she's so excited. He's very self-deprecating. Again, the champion energy is not. He's like, I'm really skinny. I don't have any meat.
No meat on my bones.
It's like he's
fit. He looks good.
He's got a great body.
He has a really good body. He is fit. He looks nice.
I can't wait till we see his crazy toes. Though.
I want to see those gnarly toes.
I bet they're adorable.
Of course they're adorable.
They're like precious.
And he's treating it like he's like Gandalf. But he's like, so then it's like, she goes, he's like, he doesn't like the cold. He actually like really did not want to do it. She did say the following, I'm ecstatic. She said the word ecstatic.
I noticed she like, she talks like fast. And I think she kind of just like mixes her words.
Look,
like,
I do that too.
I have trouble understanding her.
Some people say
and
the
it's
word
like, not like in a bad way. I'm just like, what'd you say?
Some people say ecstatic and they say aesthetic. Some people say aesthetic, and she's one of them. I think
I'm aesthetic.
I think she's nervous.
I agree with you. She's adorable, and I also mix up my words, so I'm going to give her a pass for aesthetic. She was adorable. He did not want to do it. She also was like, "We're not just getting in and getting out." she's getting in. She's regulating her breathing.
Yeah,
she's
yeah. calming him down. Neck, to get your body to regulate.
She's talking to him. Yeah. He's like,
Jimmy,
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And she's like, kind of grounded him. When I visited Debbie Ryan, Debbie Ryan has a cold plunge at her house.
Yeah.
And she, they have like home security cameras. And there's a video of like, I got in and I was about to jump out. She was like, she basically forced me to stay in. So we played one Taylor Swift song and I was like, I'm not a baby. So I was like, okay, Debbie, okay. And then they have like a sauna right there.
Yeah, that's what you do. You go hot to cold. Hot to cold.
And it's so interesting because in all of the Bachelor franchise,
yes,
the Bachelor is supposed to put his arms around the young girl.
Yes.
Where they're doing the Action Jackson events.
Yes.
Whether they're suspended between two buildings.
That's right.
Or they're doing a bungee jump off of a goddamn giant bridge.
And he's
they're supposed to be, honey, we can do this together. And she's like, dude, I got you.
I loved it. Honestly.
So true.
Is anybody watching Love is Blind right now?
No.
It's really good. There's a really fun villain, but there's a couple, and there's like this kind of hot big dude that when he meets his lady, he finds her sort of so comforting that he keeps snuggling into her chest and going, I'm a baby. I need to be cuddled. Baby needs to be cuddled. I'm like, what?
That's a nightmare.
What? I was not here for it. But you know what? Each their own. Not for me, but good for him.
Therapy, bro.
Okay.
I'm just going to say her body is outstanding.
Oh.
Julia Wolff said that was her first comment when she took her robe off.
I was like, good for her.
Damn.
Yeah, girl. Good
she's
for her.
She's gorgeous. I mean, the two of them together.
You know what? She's gorgeous and she looks like, you know what? She looks like it's just Mother Nature's like, you know what? Let's make a good one. Like, Mother Nature's like, look what we can do with genetics. You know what I mean? She looks like
you know
like
those crunchy deadhead Connecticut girls?
Yes.
That she looks like those girls.
Yeah, just sort of like, I don't do anything. Sometimes I eat Cheetos and then I, you know, like.
My hair's naturally this beautiful and wavy.
It literally is like, no, I don't really. I just sort of wake up and go. Like, I get a little salt water and I just put on a little, like, Carmex and off we go. Like, she just.
She's adorable.
Like, you know, once in a while I'll go for a walk. Like, it doesn't seem. You know what I mean?
I do a walk and I get a six pack.
I
don't
know. I had friends like that. I was always like, deep down, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I come from like people that eat cookies with a hammer.
I did Outward Bound when I was a kid.
Yeah. Did you?
I didn't.
No. I was going to say, that feels very bougie. The Outward Bound Connecticut girls. So then she was so cute. They go into the sauna was sexy.
Ooh. Yes.
That felt horny.
Their mics off.
Yeah, that was a horny sauna moment right in the middle of town with everybody watching.
Yeah, and then, it felt like a pill commercial.
Yeah.
It was like Cialis.
Yeah,
it's the two clawfoot tubs out in the middle of nowhere.
Thanks to Sky Rizzi.
Yeah.
I can enjoy my life again.
I'm lowering my A1C.
With the sun coming on, I was like, have I seen this commercial before?
Jody and Sizz really smell the little pill with the big story.
What is this?
You don't know
Jardine's, they're on? They all play during the
Zampic.
And every commercial is just people like enjoying themselves, not a phone to be seen.
But it's the two clawfoot tubs out in the middle of in the woods.
That's Cialis. That's for boners. That's for boners.
You're right. Yes. But now the sauna, they're going to steal from you.
Yeah.
I'm 100% sure there is already a sauna one. Like, of that exact same round. Like, when I saw it, I started having intense deja vu.
It's also like a guy, and it's like me and my second wife, Joni. Yeah. You know what? We don't let my boner slow us down.
We had a second chance at life.
Yeah. She's always making me just do the polar bear plunge, and then we fuck in public in this little wooden hut.
Can I give one more jingle?
Yeah.
Please.
Accidents or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Can I tell you?
Oh,
you don't know Jacob and Ronnie?
Oh, my God.
Are you going to say... Sorry.
Well, I'm going to say two things. One, are you watching Curb Your Enthusiasm?
J.G. Wentworth is stuck in my head all the way. I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now.
All of Curb this season is just singing these jingles, and they're stuck in their head.
Yeah, it's all J.G. Wentworth.
Okay, I've got two J.G.
The bar is firm.
I have a
injury attorneys call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Okay, I've got two jingles for you. Here's Rhode Island. Here's the Rhode Island one. We're the biggest little state in the union, Rhode Island, Rhode Island. We're the biggest little state in the union, Rhode Island, Rhode Island. Come and see, Rhode Island, Rhode Island. That, and then Rocky Point, it's so exciting. Rocky Point, where you can come live, Rocky Point. Oh, yeah. You're all invited to share our summertime, Rocky Point.
Wow. I have a question about J.G. Wentworth, though. Is that only L.A.? Like, are people outside of L.A. watching Curb?
J.G. Wentworth is nationwide.
Okay.
I bet Tracy Ullman just pulled that out of her ass. It was literally stuck in her head.
It was so, because she was like, okay, so when I have to tell you, the Jacob and Ronnie, I went, when Brian and I, like, first moved in together, we went to like that HD Buttercup or one of those places, and all of a sudden we just got in Spectrum television and that commercial kept coming on, and all of a sudden Brian goes, oh my God, is that Jacob and Ron?
I know this feeling.
I don't know him.
I've heard a friend's child go, look, Mom, call Jacob, driving by a billboard.
Yes.
And I saw him at a Laker game. I was like, Zach.
And he sponsors the games now. But I was like losing it because I also just the this is a bit of a tangent, but how
you have
somebody
45 minutes on Jacob and Ronnie.
Yeah, I can totally do it.
But it's like a free ad.
I first, because again, I'd never seen it. He didn't have billboards. It didn't exist like 6 years ago. And then all of a sudden they were just on Spectrum. And then he obviously was making a ton.
No, people were calling Jacob.
Then he's got all the signs where injury is upside down.
And he's genius.
I thought it was a mistake. And it's like, no, they do that on purpose. So you do a second take. It is so incredible.
He's a marketing genius.
Yes. Okay.
Do you remember when LeBron joined the Lakers?
Yes.
He started putting up the hey, Bron, if you need a lawyer, give me a call. Like, as if literally LeBron James would call a billboard lawyer if he needed a lawyer. Like,
it was so smart. I loved everything about it. And I just loved him and his wife, like, walking around looking at stuff. And we were like following them because we were so excited.
Wow.
Jacob, I love you.
Jacob.
And,
well, here we are. We're out of the hot tub.
For context, he's just like a billboard lawyer in L.A. Like,
no, I believe that.
He's the Better Call Saul of L.A.
Exactly.
So then the sauna, they go in the sauna. She goes to her date afterwards. She's in her dress. She's got her big boots. And he's like, okay, so who am I going to meet? I know you have four siblings. And she's like, I don't know, but you're definitely going to meet my dad. It's her favorite guy. Even though the love of his life died, he stepped up and he took it. I mean, the way she has, like, her grace talking about it, it's like, her tenderness, it's clearly affected her. She's speaking with such elegance, so beautifully.
I feel like in that speech, if he doesn't pick her,
I know,
that speech got her the Bachelorette. That's
great.
My opinion.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a good point.
That's rough for me. I think she's a really cool, normal person that I would be friends with. I don't think she could be the Bachelorette. I think her energy is too low.
Well,
she's too normal.
I think it's Daisy or Maria. I agree with Dr. Banana.
I told you my theory on Daisy is that I think that ABC would like the idea of somebody who is disabled.
Yes.
Like, I think
she's a beautiful blonde.
And
Mickey
she's gorgeous.
Is salivating.
And they could. Okay. I think they could lean into it.
So then we have her dad stepped up, and she knows that her dad would really like him. She's just adorable. And then they have a sexy tree kiss outside. I mean, they got at it.
It reminded me of the Golden Bachelor when he threw, what's her name, up against the wall on the hometown.
Dead Horse?
Yeah, Dead Horse.
Dead Horse.
Yeah.
And she pinched a nerve and she couldn't walk
Faith?
For weeks.
Who was it?
Faith.
Dead horse.
My horse is buried.
There was something very sexy about it.
I love a wall kiss.
Yes.
So then no cocktail party. I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. I feel like if he knows what he's going to do, he doesn't want to feel guilty getting like. So he pulls Maria aside and people are like, I thought there was no cocktail party. It's like, he's like, Are you going to leave? And she's like, no, I'm in.
Well, I didn't get the point of that. He pulled her aside and was like, are you in? And she's like, I'm in. And he's like, I'm suspicious. And I was like, okay. It was odd.
I think it was his way of being like, what the fuck? Why'd you wreck it? You know?
But then, why pick her?
Yeah, why pick her, though?
Why pick her? Yeah, that was lame.
It was odd.
That was lame. I felt bad for the other two.
If she does self-eliminate, I'd be so mad at her because, like, Kelsey T or Jen could have had that rose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, oh, well, it is hometowns next. I think, I keep thinking about when they showed the preview for next week.
The dad.
You've got that dad who looks like a nightmare. Dads. Then you've got, what was it?
Rachel's dad?
The mom, right?
Right, was Rachel's
that
mom.
Yeah, and then the one dad, though. Whose dad was it?
I think it was Kelsey that's Kelsey's dad in New Orleans.
Why, what did he do?
Well, he just seemed not chill with what was happening.
He had strong cop energy.
Yeah. I was like, exactly.
Oh, that's
like,
right. They're both cops. That's right. They were both cops.
Oh, my God. He is
they're
a cop.
Is he?
Is he?
Yes, yes. He's an army cop.
She was cop of the year. She was cop of the year.
Yeah, army cop.
Dude, he's going to kill Joey.
That's what I was like, oh.
But I thought that's why I was like, oh, Daisy's going to be the only one with like the sort of normal hometown. And that's where I thought.
And her dad is Santa. So
and then he
crazy.
Cut. He,
oh, my God.
He cut.
Cop to Santa. Yeah.
Were you surprised when he called Maria first? I was shocked.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Yeah, especially like, after literally how he was just talking about her in his confessionals that I was like, I don't get what's happening.
I thought he was going to keep Kelsey T, not Maria.
Do you think like producers made him keep her?
Look, I'm telling you, they want that dad.
He likes her. Yeah. He likes
her. That's a fucker.
I think that was a Franken edit, too.
But that's why he kept her around.
I think it was a Franken edit. Yeah. I think he was saying, I'm really worried. That's why I want to talk to her. And then they cut it off.
I'm sorry. I was shocked when he kept Rachel first. Oh,
yeah.
Rachel. That shocked me.
They have chemistry.
But do you think more than Kelsey T?
What date did they go on?
I don't know.
Together?
I just feel like maybe Kelsey T has more like on screen charisma, so we saw her more.
And then she also was like, I think she liked him more than, and she was like, Joey Joe. I think he was like, okay, easy.
There could
easy.
Be something about like Hawaii.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, that's, I said that last night to Julia. I was like, I'm just picking Hawaii anyway.
Yeah. That's what Jim Jeffrey said. I just, who lives in the closest distance to me?
Like, but he moved.
But he wants to move back, I'm sure. Who doesn't want to? Go back to Hawaii.
Yeah.
All right. I was just surprised that Rachel was first.
She's not getting a lot of screen time.
Because Jen was also so sexy.
Yeah.
So like,
I thought he really liked Jen.
So did I.
Very surprised. He seemed to genuinely like all
I mean,
of
he
them.
Has yeah, nice ladies that are, I like all the women that are there.
And but how they were all like, I love you. I love you.
Before I know.
That was sweet.
It is amazing how it was so diverse.
I thought
and
the
then
same
with
thing.
One ceremony.
I did too. I know.
We're back to where. Yeah. Usually are.
Yes, I
on
thought
this
the
particular
same
show.
I thought the
well,
same.
Well, no, but I thought Rachel. It's very, yeah.
Yes,
but I did think the exact same thing. This is the most. Diverse,
I thought the same thing.
Like final four, or final six that we'd had.
And
I was
now,
like,
and
wow.
then now we're back.
Now we're back.
And now we're back.
And now we're back.
And now we're back. Yeah. Did you guys notice that?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's true.
Yeah, I did notice that. Because I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, it's not all just white girls.
Right.
Yeah.
And now it's all white girls and the girl from Hawaii.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, it's cut. It got cut very quickly.
Yeah.
J.G. Wentworth.
Who are we looking for? Can I ask, who are we, which hometown are we looking for the most? Not in terms of, like, who's going to have a connection, who's going to be the wildest hometown?
I need Maria's dad.
Is Rachel's mom going to be like, are you insane? No.
I think she'll probably be like against it because she seems like she's got immigrant mom energy, so she's like,
yeah,
this isn't realistic.
Yeah,
but she doesn't seem like she's gonna pop off. I mean, I think the one we want is Maria's dad. He's gonna be the one.
I think he knows a camera.
Exactly.
Yes. I think he knows a camera and he knows how to play that game.
Yeah.
He's like, I have my sprinkle money.
Yeah, he's got sprinkle money.
Look, I'm on tour with Jethro Tull right now. I have no time for this fucking nonsense.
Yeah.
So the cigar is just gonna get bigger.
I got a show tonight, so listen. Let's all have a cocktail and just get out of here.
I'm playing the Montreal Sprinkle Factory, okay?
I can't wait for hometown.
I'm really excited.
It's going to be a great
this
episode.
This is a fun season.
I love it because I love him so much.
I do too, and I want to get him in here and be like, you're a champion, Joey. Hold your head up. I think you're right. Is that he was the runner-up and didn't have enough time to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, and maybe there's some childhood wounds that are unresolved. Yeah. Look, we all have our quirks, but learning to just stop saying them.
Yeah, of course.
I will say there was one moment where he spoke about his dad in past tense and I started to panic.
Oh.
But I think he's still alive. But the way he spoke about his dad, he was using past tense language and I was like, wait, no.
Well, why?
No.
Please refresh my memory. Why wasn't the father on that early version of The Bachelorette when it was his uncle instead of his dad?
I mean, his dad, they are divorced because his dad came out. Maybe his dad just wants to like live a more private life.
Right.
I was thinking, too, this is the first time in recent bachelor, bachelorette that we haven't met other family members as we continue to go on. Like, we had the, you know, meeting the whole family on the second date.
True.
There were ones where, like, oh, my sisters came to visit. And we've met his sisters.
We met his
sister
on the bachelorette.
I was just surprised that we haven't met more family members, or my best friends came or whatever.
Because they're in Pennsylvania, like some weird Philly town.
There's something else going on.
Remember when they, like, flew down and they saw the DJ Versace?
Yeah.
With Zach and Christina Mandrell. The first date was a hometown.
He lived in Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to get there.
Mm. Well, you guys, are you ready to make your predictions of the in-order top three and Bachelorette and do our tweet of the week after we read reviews and emails?
Yeah.
We did get a fun email. You can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. This is from Heather Jensen. And the subject line is Feist. Dear Weeks of the Rose family, first of all, you all stole my husband's... Oh, first of all, she loves all of us, and she stole her husband's phones to give us extra reviews this week.
Thank you.
That's nice. We
the
love that.
The real hero here.
On to my question for y'all. How on earth did they afford Feist? Do you think Big Daddy Sprinkles paid for it, and that's why she was on Maria's date? That's the only rational explanation, right? My husband said Feist looked really sad to be there. Poor Feist.
Oh, yeah.
He's also concerned that I keep saying Big Daddy Sprinkles. Much love, Dr. Heather. P.S. The radio chemist Caitlin is adorable. I'm a chemist, too, and I love her so much. Wasn't sure if anyone answered your question a couple weeks ago about what she does.
Oh, yeah,
her field of study is radioactivity and radioactive chemicals, like Marie Curie. Chemists are all weirdo wannabe arsonists at the end of the day, so I'm sure she's cool in real life. Okay, love you, bye.
That's interesting.
That's a good email.
That's great.
She's from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Oppenheimer.
Oh. But I can answer, as we
Caitlin
said,
Heimer.
The Feist that the record company pays for them to be on the show.
So she must have a new album coming.
She hasn't had anything in about 15 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Something else
like
is going on, but they pay.
Coming up, maybe.
They pay to be on it. So that was her choice.
Why were they dying to get Michael Bolton on then? That's
and why not
know.
Put him on The Golden Bachelor? Why these kids are like...
I bet you Michael Bolton was like, I'm too young to be on The Golden Bachelor.
Well, here's some email. Here's some reviews. Maybe this was from our wonderful person that just sent us the thing.
Oh, yeah.
5 stars. Love this show. Best Bachelor podcast ever. Let's get to 3,000 reviews. Okay, we're up to 2,481.
Wow.
We're getting there.
You're getting there.
We're getting there. Okay, here's another one. We appreciate that. It's a perfect review. Easy. To the point. There we go. Here's another one. 5 stars. Weeks of this rose instantly boosts. Cuts off my mood, I'm going to say. Long
instantly
time,
boosts my boner.
Instantly boosts my horny factor. Sense. My
the
bank
Cialis.
Account.
This is Cialis.
Long-time listener and first-time reviewer. I just wanted to say how much this show means to me. I'm 8 months pregnant, and I just said goodbye to my dog last week.
Aww.
So my emotions are all over the place. I was very sad this morning, so I decided to turn the podcast on. It instantly boosted my mood and made me feel so much better. Thank you for making the show the best medicine for sadness and stress. Love you guys. Isn't that so sweet?
Very sweet.
I love that. Here's one more. 5 stars. Long-time listener. I've been listening for years, and I genuinely look forward to listening to every episode. I've seen every single season of The Bachelor, and the show is so much better with this companion podcast. It's like watching it with the best and most hilarious friends each week. Thank you for doing the Lord's work. Oh, here we go. 5 stars. Champions for life. Champion, champion, champ, champions. This is the only Bachelor podcast you need. Also, I'm writing this for my husband's phone. For the stars, baby. Champs, champions
Hell yeah.
forever.
Hell yeah.
That's what we're
Thank
talking
you.
About. That's what we're talking
wow,
about.
Wow, that was great.
Okay, Whitney. What do you think, in order, from third to winner and Bachelorette?
Okay. I'm going to say Maria third.
Yep.
I'm going to say Kelsey two, and I'm saying Daisy number one.
What's the tears?
The tears are that he had to say no to Kelsey and felt really bad about it and because there's still a rose on the table, so somebody else is coming next.
And who's the Bachelorette?
Ooh, good point. The Bachelorette... I don't think they're going to do one of the final three in there because I think that they're having a hard time with Joey. So I think they're going to go the one with endometriosis.
Okay. Brendan, three.
Wow.
Three. What are the tiers and who's the Bachelorette? 3-1. Who's
3-1. I think it's going to be Maria, number three. I think it's Kelsey, number... I agree with you. Kelsey, number two. Daisy, number one. But I do think there is a version of life where Kelsey is the Bachelorette.
Nice.
And what are the tiers?
I agree with the same thing. The tears.
But the rose on the table.
He likes both women so much.
Right.
But the editing, again, this editing team knows how to manipulate us. They're so good at what I call the editing mislead.
Okay. All right, Dr. BBs.
So something Kelsey A said that is influencing my decision of what I'm choosing is she said, I want to know that I am the one you're choosing 100% when you do sit down and propose. And he said, I won't propose to anyone unless I know 100% that I want to marry them.
Mm.
So? To me, I was like, this could be foreshadowing something.
Okay, so?
So I think it's, I think Maria goes home next episode. I think she blew her shot with the sort of manipulation tactic. So I think it's Rachel, number three.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
And then I think something happens between Daisy and Kelsey A. So I want to say maybe he proposes to Daisy. She says no.
Proposes to Kelsey and she finds out about it and says no as well.
Or like something happens.
And she's like, you didn't pick me 100% because you said yes to Daisy first.
Yes, something happens where the producers try and convince him to propose to Kelsey anyway.
Yes.
And like something,
and she finds out about it and she's like, I wanted to be chosen.
Yeah. I literally changed my theory every 5 minutes. Remember last night I texted you, I think in the end he leaves them all for Moria. And now I'm like, every 5 minutes my theory changes.
Dr. Banana is thinking like a producer right now.
Yes, I love it. That's
TV.
Why she's a producer.
Really good.
Okay,
good
so he asked Daisy. She says no. He asked Kelsey. She's like no.
She's like wait a second.
And then
was I your first choice?
And then, but usually the first person out of the limo gets cut.
Yeah,
not always though. They switch
back
that
in
up.
The day.
It's
no,
not clear. Now it's for the last several years. It's
agree with
the
Katie.
First gets
agree
cut.
With Katie. Mm. You wait for the shoes. You go oh, yeah.
But that's always how they edit who. Comes out of the car first, yeah. But yes. That's what they show us. We don't know of the order.
Okay. So then who's Bachelorette?
I'm saying Maria.
Okay.
Out of pure will, I want
to. KT money.
Maria's going home next week.
Okay.
She's already be home. She's going to stay.
Okay.
I just don't think it's going to work. There's already the
confidence.
There's already the doubt sprinkled in.
Yep.
The sprinkles. The family.
Sprinkled in.
The family's not going to help. That dad is not going to help.
Okay.
And I think Rachel's going to be number three. I think Kelsey's going to be number two. And I think Daisy's going to win.
Say that again. Rachel number three, Kelsey two, Daisy going to win. What's the tier?
I don't know. I kind of agree where it's like probably just like they're faking with us and he just is so sad about letting her go and maybe he, you know, maybe he does have a little doubt in his mind or something. I don't know. But like,
and who's a bachelorette?
I would like it to be Maria. I think I can actually see them choosing Rachel.
Okay.
Interesting. We should call this episode Doubt Sprinkles In.
Yeah. Doubt Sprinkles In. Okay. I'm going to say for my... Although it's got to be the ad guy. It's got to be
Jacob
and Ronnie.
Okay, fine.
Well, call Jacob. He can afford enough promo. We don't need to give it more.
Okay.
We're not going to be a billboard for Jacob and Ronnie.
We'll sprinkle some Jacob. Jacob Sprinkles.
Sprinkles and Jacob at law, attorneys at law.
Yeah. Sprinkles and Jacob.
Sprinkles Jacob, Dr. Banana at law.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to say number three, Maria. He wants to have sex with Maria, though.
Yes.
I know. So I'm going to say.
That's where I'm at.
But Rachel. The well's been poisoned.
I think Rachel. I know. And he's so insecure about being.
She might have ruined his body.
Okay. Yeah, so exactly. Maria goes home, even though he wants to have sex with her. Rachel's number three. I'm going to go with Kelsey number two. He proposes to Daisy. Mm. She says no.
Mm.
Sad.
And then the Bachelorette. I'll just say Maria for fun.
Can I say, what if it's that he doesn't propose to any of them and he does that thing? That's where the crying comes in because it's like, I really love you and I want to leave here as like boyfriend and girlfriend.
My only problem with, like, I do wonder that, but like my only problem is like, he doesn't seem that good of an actor or able to hide his emotions well. And we are seeing him on interviews like with Kelly and Mark and he seems like okay. Yeah. And I kind of feel like if he wasn't with somebody, he wouldn't seem okay.
No, I think that the person says yes, but that they're very disappointed that they didn't get the ring. I still think he ends up with someone, but I think that could be some of the heartbreak.
Mm.
I wanted the Neil Lane ring.
Here we are. We're going to do our tweet of the week. You guys, how's your sleep cram?
Oh, my God. I love it more than anything. You know, my husband uses the regular size one. I use the travel size one.
Yeah.
I did, like, 4 months ago, I bought the insert, like, the to add the things, which is fantastic. Now it's fluffy again.
I'm going to do that. Mine is in New York. I'm going to bring it back and fluff it up.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay. Here we go. This is from Tracy Williams at Post of the Week. All of the women here just want what Jesse has, alone time with Joey.
Yep. That's true. They do. They hang out in like a very funny amount. Like they're homies.
I like that.
That's so cute. It seems real.
Melissa at Melissa Raven 85. Rachel drinking the elk milk for Joey while knowing she's lactose intolerant is giving Sandra with the world's longest on TV fart a run for her money.
I thought the same thing.
She looked like she was going to vomit.
Yeah. Well, knowing that you're going to be sick from it, I'm like, what if they said, I'd be like, we can't have any one-on-one time tonight. I'm in the toilet.
Yeah. This is right. A girl without a tat. Phew, for a moment, I thought they were about to wheel Jesse Palmer out for a haunting French version of Ave Maria. Au revoir, Maria.
That's too real.
This is from LB at Lindsay B. Canadian POV. You're an heiress, but need to work as an executive assistant for some other heir just to pay your Toronto rent.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's for our Maria. Mm-hmm. This is just for Dr. Banana. Laura Jean Johnson at Words by L.I.J. If I rolled up onto this group date and the lead was like, okay, on this date, you have to go do manual labor and chug elk's milk, catch me sprinting back to the SUV to self-eliminate.
Seriously.
Erica at Erica 34 viewer, leave it to Joey to always find the nearest tennis court to work out his feelings with his mentor and therapist, Jesse. Jesse, who do you like best? Joey, Serena Williams going, Maria? Okay, Erica at Erica 34 viewer, Jesse had a birthday, wishing we had a New Year's Eve ball drop style countdown to celebrate Jesse 45 host.
We did need that. Jesse just gets to turn 45 without letting us know.
Yeah. Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Oh, Rachel's face covered in elk milk, gagging and fighting for her life to keep it down before turning to Joey and saying, that was so good. Baby girl, we all been there.
I would say that was the worst part. And the idea, I hate the idea of sawdust everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's why I wouldn't like that date.
All right, here's the final two. Anna Banana at Lil Poo 108. The ending we'll never see coming is Maria's dad pushing Joey into Niagara Falls.
Yes. Well, actually, I could see him pushing Joey into a giant vat of sprinkles ever to be seen again.
And here's the final one. Erica at Erica 34 viewer. Maria's skirt looks like a bath towel loosely tied around her waist.
It did.
One moment from its descent. Okay, I want to say, I like Jesse's birthday and Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, here. So our top two, Erica at Erica 34 viewer, Jesse had a birthday, wishing we had a New Year's Eve ball drop countdown to celebrate Jesse 45 host.
Yes.
Or Anna Banana at Lil Poo 108, the ending we'll never see coming is Maria's dad pushing Joey into Niagara Falls. Happy birthday, Jesse, or Niagara Falls?
I'm going to do Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
I got to do happy birthday, Jesse.
Oh. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Whoa.
Whoa. Tiebreaker.
I gotta go Niagara Falls.
Oh.
Anna Banana, Lil Poo 108, the ending we'll never see coming, and Maria's dad pushing Joey into Niagara Falls. Although I did like happy birthday, Jesse.
Yes.
Anna Banana, you won yourself a sleep crown.
Yay,
Email us your mailing address at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to get your tickets, tell your friends in the San Diego area. We did it at 2 p.m. on a Saturday, so you guys could come in. You could fly out.
Yeah.
You could come in. You could come hang out with us.
Come hang out with the bros.
Come hang out with the bros. This is it.
Time.
This is the live show for the spring. This is the one we're doing. We're doing one in the spring, and we're going to do one late fall. So this is the only West Coast one. This is it. And there's we've never done a bro show.
No, we've never done a bro show.
I mean, we kind of did at Outside Lands, and it was one of our best
shows.
But
that was years ago. And you know what? We've refreshed the bros.
We've refreshed the bros. We're back in the bros.
New bros.
And Jaquise, Aaron Foley, our new friend Jess Ambrose.
Jess Ambrose.
Us.
Us.
And I
maybe
mean,
Katie, if we can convince
Tyler,
her.
Tyler, Logan, Aaron, great. Maybe Christina Mandrell. But that's a great Braden. I mean, it's like $20 or something. I forget what it is. Like $20, $25. I mean, it's cheap entertainment. In 2024, nothing is. It's like like one burrito and a soda at a fucking Chipotle. So let's sell this fucking thing out.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to do a day trip. I think I'm going to.
Are you going to come?
I'm going to get a group together.
Oh my God, Whitney's going to come.
I have Bruce Springsteen in the E Street
That's
band.
That's right.
I mean, look, you got it. You're too busy being British. Whitney.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for having me.
And Whitney Hive, reach up. What would you like to promote on Bravo? What's your favorite show that you're enjoying right now?
Oh, I am doing Below Deck Adventure because I've gone through all of the other. And then I
what
spent.
What is that? What is it?
They go to Norway and it's all these adventures. And I spent all Sunday looking up possible places to go in Norway on an adventure because it's
awesome.
Gorgeous.
Okay. I was there last summer. You should go to the fjords.
That's exactly where I want to.
You
want to
go?
Yes.
That's in Sweden, isn't it?
No, it's Norway.
Okay.
Norway.
Okay. Those Brendan, what would you like? And then if you love Brendan, you can hear him on our Patreon. Mm. We just finished Southern Charm. We're about to finish Winter House, and then we're about to start Summer House.
We're about to start Summer House. Also, Vanderpump is on. It's just so much. The Bravo versus.
I've never done Vanderpump.
I would love to drag you into the Vanderpump.
Is it good this season?
It's very mellow this season so far.
Okay.
Because we're still
yet
in the fallout of the Scandoval. But also, if people, you know, want to hear my voice talking about rock and roll, thebrandocast.com and also Rock Tales with Ahmed Zappa every Friday, 5 o'clock. Pacific Coast Time live, taking your phone calls at 855-601-ROCK.
Nice. Dr. Banana, what would you like to promote?
You know, listen to our Patreon, like you said.
And then the tweeting and the texting for post of the week.
Yes.
And some people have been DMing, which we like.
Yeah, you can DM me, you can thread me, whatever you want.
Yeah. We don't want to make you be on X.
Yeah, so you don't have to. If you literally DM me on Instagram, I will screenshot it and include it.
Yeah, so you guys are included no matter. It doesn't. Yeah. It's just literally the word tweet of the week, but it's like you don't have to be on. We don't care. We could be anything. Okay, KT Money.
Two things. Next Tuesday, March 5th, there is an election. It is important.
Okay.
Please make sure to vote.
Okay.
In California, first of all, we're voting the primary for the president. In California, we're choosing a senator, potentially. I mean, we're choosing who's going to be. But also in LA, there are some, you know, important things like HLA, Healthy Streets LA, will help make streets safer. LA has some of the most dangerous streets in the country. Please vote yes on this.
Okay.
It's super important. Also, I have a foster dog. If you want a cute little puppy, he is 2 years old, 50 pounds. He's like a little Roddy mix, but he's very small. He's got a cute curly tail. He is a perfect gentleman in the house. He is working on his skills on the leash. He is just a pure cuddle bug.
Aww.
And I've been posting pictures on Instagram of him. If you're interested, you can also DM me on Instagram at KT_money.
All right. Well, we will see you all in person in 5 weeks at Mic Drop Comedy San Diego, April 6th, 2 p.m. Let's do this. Until then, my name is Arda Marine. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.